Yeah, we always play songs like that to get Jill Schlesinger from CBS News all riled up and ready to go on the radio here on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, but Jill's too young to even know what that song is, right?
I don't know what to say to you, Sandy. I want to hold your hand and take you into a quiet place.
I do need
therapy. Tell you it's all going to be okay. Truly.
Don't you think my children are jerks for correcting me?
I think your children are wonderful. By the way, I never would forget this, that, what? You know, kids do say funny things.
Oh, yeah.
That my niece was once describing my brother-in-law's hair to somebody. My sister and I overheard it. My brother-in-law balded quite prematurely, like in his late 20s. And he kind of looked like Bozo for a little while. He had like puffy red hair.
Yeah.
And he started losing his hair. And she puts her hand on like one side of her head and she says, "My daddy has hair here," and then on the other side of her head she goes, "And he has hair here," and then she puts her palm straight on the top of her own head and she goes, "But he has nothing right here." And my sister and I are cracking up. It was awesome. It's like, that Emily, man, she knows.
Was he present also?
He of course was. And my sister and I, like, consistently for like the next 10 years imitated that once again.
Oh my God.
Over and over and over again.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Not a thing.
Well, there is a
anyway,
thing.
Nothing you can do either, Sandy.
No, there is something I can do. Lie about it.
No.
But don't you think that, like, in this age, in the internet age, isn't it bizarre to, like, start, you know, trying to actually, really do anything but tell the truth? Because you're going to get found out.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be like, "God, she looks great for 32. I think I'm just going to Google her."
Right.
I go by just a few years. Just a few years.
She does the time
warp.
Well,
what's the point then? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're saying, like, whatever, you say what the decade is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point? What's the difference of this 4-0 or 4-4?
Listen,
right.
Jill, none of it makes sense, okay?
Right.
It's just how
right.
I roll.
I'm with you.
I just
I'm
need to be
you.
Saved from Crazy Lady here. That's all.
Yeah.
So Jill is our CBS News business analyst, Jill on Money radio show and our podcast, and the author of The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. And that's why we have you on, because I'm a dumb person. I'm not necessarily that smart about money. And every time you're on, I learn so much. We got summer vacations now. All the kids are out of school.
Yeah. And I bet you're... You know what the funny thing is? Just thinking about that with family. Since I don't have children, I have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when parents say to me, like, you know, "We're going on vacation." And I was like, uh-huh. That doesn't sound like a vacation when you have, like, five kids at the beach that you have to keep track of
right.
and do tons of laundry. But good luck. One of the things that I have been really into is considering, how can you really disconnect for vacation? Because it feels so hard to do that. To me, it's not even just, okay, you're going to go away, you're going to try to disconnect from work. Okay. And maybe some people you really can't. You know, maybe if you are, like, working on something really huge at work, you know, and that you have to be accessible. But, like, what is it? So here's the deal. The average time a worker takes per year is 17 days. Half of people who have allotted vacation days don't take them.
Wow.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
So here's the thing. What is it that you can do to really try to like disconnect? One of the things you can do is you can remove stuff from your phone just for vacation. Like, why don't you pull off that email notification if you really don't need it? Because for let's say us, right? When we're working, we have to be 100% available 24/7. Okay, now what do we? But we're on vacation. We're not working. So why don't you throw all those notifications out the window?
Yeah, you just turn them off in your settings.
Right. Exactly.
Never thought about
that. Maybe send. I love having a very direct auto response on my email, both my personal and my work email. My work email says basically, "Screw you, I'm off."
I love it.
But nicely. But my personal email says, "Love you, screw you, I'm off." And then you say, if something is happening, So here's what, like, I have a deal with CBS.
Mm-hmm.
If the stock market drops more than 3% in a single day, mm-hmm. you can call me. And they know that. It's like, but it's preordained. Like, I don't get woken up in the middle of the night if the Dow is down 300 points. Down 1,000 points, they get to wake me up in the middle of the night.
I see. All right? Yeah. So you can set a parameter on how urgent it can be in order to really reach out to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Last year, I tried this. I said, I told my producer, Mark, I said, I'm not going to check email while I'm on vacation. He goes, there's no way you're going to do that. Why don't you try to be a little more realistic? And so he said, why don't you check once a day? That's it. Just check once a day, and that's all you're going to be able to do. I said, okay, fine. So again, detailed out-of-office reply. Tell everybody you're off. Say that you're not checking frequently. A contact person. If you're that important, you've got a contact person. Turn off all those notifications. Turn on do not disturb and go to the beach and relax.
Oh,
do you
it.
Think some of that comes with age, though? Like, I feel like when we're younger in our careers, we just want to please, right? Mm. We want to be that, oh, I'm always there. And then as we get older, I feel like it's more easy for me to say, screw you, I'm out.
Well, it's easy to say, what, screw you? This is my real age.
Yeah, brother, here we go. You
Stuck
are so dead,
it.
Sandy.
It's
so bad.
It.
So you know what I think is interesting? I think that when we are insecure about the economy and about our jobs, I get that. This is why, by the way, if you're a boss and you're listening, you set the tone. If you are checking your email and you're on your Slack channel obsessively while you're on vacation, that is the tone that you are setting.
Oh,
you
true.
Have to say to your employees, I need you to take time off. We know productivity improves when people take time off and disconnect. We know that creativity improves. We know that the human brain needs a break. So this is what when I go on vacation, I'm going to be in touch with my five direct reports, but no one else. Do not email me. You know, and it's very important to set this as the way that you think is the best for the company and the best for your organization. Again, if you are the boss, of course you have to be reachable, but not by everybody. And you need to do this. I'm telling you, this is a huge deal. I cannot tell you how many people I have interviewed who say to me, people need to disconnect. It is important. It is imperative. And by the way, you know what else we do? It's not even just work. We are sucked into social media. Sandy, this is probably, you know, you're too old to really do this. But when you get sucked into social media, like no one, there is no point of you putting something on Instagram or Facebook about your great vacation because, number one, that means you're actually not in the moment and enjoying it.
Yeah.
So just stay there. Be in that moment. Come on, gang. It's not that hard.
And don't feel guilty then.
Right.
What if you have a boss that is the one that is constantly connected and you feel guilty to disconnect? Because I know there's a lot of people
yes.
who have those kind of bosses.
Yeah. I think it's reasonable to say to your boss, I need to disconnect for a few days. Like, I just really need to. Do you feel comfortable with me putting this autoresponder on my email?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just ask permission.
Just say that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that you have to ask for permission because, look, if you do work in one of these crazy places, maybe you really should go look for a new job because the labor
yes,
market's pretty
very
tight.
True, very true.
But theoretically, you know, when you take a break, you are more productive when you work. And by the way, you are definitely, like, tons and tons of research showing that we know when people take time off and actually disconnect, it doesn't work if you don't disconnect, you just get yourself to a different place and great ideas can spring up out of nowhere. You could be walking in the mountains, taking a hike, and all of a sudden you think of something great you need to do at work. It's okay, write it down, get it out of your brain. But do not start going crazy and building like a project plan to send to your boss in the middle of your vacation.
You know, it's funny because the United States, we think we're all the best, but like Europe has a totally different attitude when it comes to time off.
Oh, yeah. And also, don't forget, it's mandated. We're the only developed economy that does not mandate vacation time. And
so
that
crazy.
Is something very, I get it. It's like goes way, way, way back to like Protestant work ethic. But I think the sad thing is that not only is it sad that people don't actually have vacation days. But of those people who do, that you're not taking them, I think that's nutty. Even if you can't afford to do something, do a staycation. I'm sure that you could go someplace outside of Rochester mm-hmm. that is totally cool, that you've just never done. That, like, be a tourist in your own town. Go do something. Just go. Say, you know what I'm going to do? It's my vacation. I can't afford to go away. I'm going to the Y, or wherever you can go. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go walk. I'm going to go do something every day that's different that I do at, like, outside of my comfort zone.
Just get out of the box, right? Just
get
out of that box.
Get off that microphone.
You know what? I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Hey. I'm out of here next week, so good
Sandy,
luck with that.
Well, so are we.
So you know what's funny, though? Just, like, apropos of this, I felt terribly – I'm taking next week off, but because the Labor Department doesn't obviously care about 4th of July and when it falls, they're releasing the monthly jobs report next Friday. And normally I'm on live with the network on Friday morning.
Right.
And you know what? I called the boss up and I said, are you okay with me taking off that Friday of the jobs report? He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll get someone to fill in.
That's nice.
Because, you know, I really don't want to wake up early. I don't want to do it.
Nobody does.
You enjoy
once you're on the network, then every station wants you. And so then it's like, it becomes like, it's not just one hit. It's like, oh, you're from 8:30. Then all of a sudden you're off the air at 8:30 and you're slammed until 12:30. That is prime beach time for me, man.
I was going to say, well, you have a great 4th of July week.
Yeah.
We're going to be off
too. Happy Independence Day to all of you.
Thank you so much for the permission to not feel as bad and how to really wrap our head around a true vacation, Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. It's awesome. So have a great time off or enjoy your barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. You know, just like punk someone who's British. It's
really
fun.
Exactly. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money radio show and the podcast. Go to jillonmoney.com. Am I right?
You got it.
Okay, cool. Pick up her book. She needs to buy ribs this weekend. All right. It's Pizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz, and we'll be right back. Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.